sound effects crew is slacking.
Okay. Oh my god.
Anyways. The quiet cheersing appears.
There we go.
There it is.
There it is.
Twist top day. Welcome to Brew with a Crew. As always, the technician here, presenting the great one, Crew Rock Cruise.
How you guys doing? We attempted this last week.
Yeah, we did.
And something went wrong and didn't record. We had a good one last week, so we're going to try to redo it this week.
Yeah, I see the little sound waves are on today.
Yeah, they're on today, so it's working today.
Okay, sorry about that. Well, it was really great what we had done, and we did it for like 26 minutes.
Yeah.
So you'll get take two. The first thing that we talked about was actually time sensitive. We were wishing luck and sending good vibes to our sister gym fighters. I guess that's what we can call them.
Yeah.
Our buddy Jim. At Four Seasons, one of their fighters had her first fight. I think it was Muay Thai, last Saturday, and she won, by decision, unanimous decision.
Yes, Allison. So shout out to Allison.
Yeah.
Shout out to, Coach Diaz, and, shout out to the other folks that helped Allison, all her training partners. And shout out to Four Seasons, really. That's, Raymond's got a good thing going on up there. He's got a lot of students and it's growing. The Muay Thai program is growing up there. So a big shout out to all the folks up there. Shout out to Michael Donnell for allowing Raymond to teach there and allowing Raymond to bring the Muay Thai program there. So
yeah, they're blessed with a good variety of ages, sizes, genders, backgrounds, skill levels up there.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Speaking of them, we have a seminar coming up May 22nd and 23rd.
Yes.
Up at Four Seasons. If you're local, it's in Lexington, Kentucky, from 9 to 3 both days.
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday. We're gonna touch on some different stuff this seminar. A lot of elbows, angles, and stuff
working
like that.
Working in different ranges. Yeah. I actually made a note today about that.
Some clinch work, so we want to make sure that everybody has elbow pads because we want to do clinch work with light elbows.
Rock and I have been doing it a lot more lately and doing a lot of different elbow-included combos.
Right.
Work some different muscle groups, and I've loved it. Something in my armpit's really sore, so that's been cool.
Yeah. I've been stressing a lot for the folks to get... Excuse me. Not them and at Four Seasons. They need the elbow pads for the seminar to work clinch with the elbows, but our people to get their gear, which is the elbow pads, the knee pads, of course, proper cups, of course, shin guards, headgear, mouthpiece, that kind of thing. You have to train safe, and, I've been to places where they double shin guard. You know, mm-hmm. They have a thin one, then they put a heavy one. When they're doing, like, heavy sparring, they'll double up, you know. So you just got to train smart. You got to protect what you have. You have to wrap your hands up properly. And if you're doing clinch, you want some knee pads. So if you start kneeing each other, you're not killing each other, you know.
Yeah.
So it's good to be prepared. So... My people, if you're listening to this, I hope you are. You better be. You need to get all your stuff, okay? You cannot do anything at the seminar unless you have your elbow pads, your shin guards, your knee pads, a proper cup, okay? Proper mouthpiece. I don't know about headgear, but yeah, headgear too.
Yeah, we expect... I used the comparison with our people a few weeks ago. This isn't like a community basketball league where you show up to the place where the hoops are and all you need is a ball. Like, you need to have gear for this hobby, even as a practitioner. Even if you don't want to fight, you still need the gear. Because once you reach an advanced level, a lot of your work is going to be drilling and partner work and... You can't get better if you're just going to do the same things over and over.
Yeah, yeah. And it's an investment like anything else. Like Jen was saying, I mean, you're not you know, when I was in taekwondo, I had to get all my gear. I mean, you don't get it for free. You have to buy it. So it's an investment. If you want to train safe and smart, you know, you want to look the part, then you need to get the gear. You need to get the tie shorts and so on and so forth. That just comes along with the plan. You know what I mean? So, you know, you have to invest in these things. And you have to invest in seminars when we have seminars. You know, that comes out your pocket. You have to invest in webinars. You have to invest in when you're going out and you're fighting over the road. You know, sometimes, you know, you have to get your own hotel room or you have to pay for your own gas. You know what I mean? Even if you don't, if you're there for the weekend, you still got to eat. That's coming out your pocket. You know what I mean? So these are things that you have to invest for and that you have to invest if you're doing this type of martial arts, especially if you're fighting. It's just a sacrifice you have to do. I mean, all the bags that I have here, and I don't know how many I have. I have like
9, 10, 11,
whatever.
3 bobs.
Yeah, I mean, all that, well, except for the bobs. But all the bags, you know, came out of my pocket. So a lot of the gear that we have is old, but all the, like the tie pads, all that, you know, old stuff that we have, all that came out of my pocket.
And it doesn't look or feel old.
Yeah.
I promise that.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm getting new tie pads, some Fairtex ones.
Ooh.
A couple.
Shout out to Fairtex. They're my favorite gloves just about. Yeah. They're tied with my Tidal ones, but.
Yeah, we're getting a couple of the new ones, the microfiber.
Tie pads,
2 pair of those, and Punch King, the new striking bag. We're getting a bag.
It's got a cool uppercut cut out.
Yeah, and a knee cut out, and so, you know, and other things I want to get. So, but all this comes out of my pocket. I don't ask people to help me. You just sacrifice. These are things you have to do. So, with that being said, I mean, you know, for you guys to get shin guards and elbow pads, it's really not a whole lot. You know, at $100, you can probably get most of the stuff you need. $200 covers everything, you know? So if you shop around, go to Amazon, you can find good stuff at good prices. So, I mean, an investment of $200 to $300 is not a bad thing if this is what you want to do.
I've been here 5 years and I'm only on my second pair of shin guards, and that's only because, like, the first ones were starters. They were cheap so that I could show up and didn't feel behind. Like, I didn't wait because I wanted to have everything that I needed to have should the moment come where Rock called on me to participate in something. You know, you want to be ready for that.
Yeah.
But I'm only on my second pair of shin guards. I mean, yeah, I've bought 5 pairs of gloves in the meantime, but that's because I keep 3 different sizes on hand. And I still have another pair. They're just at my house. So I still have 4 of the 5 that I bought in this.
And with that being said, gloves, too. It's important that you have more than 1 pair of gloves. You know, you should have a big pair, 16-ounce, preferably if you're going to do a sparring, to protect you and your partner. And maybe a pair of 14-ounce or 12-ounce to do pad work.
Yeah.
You know, just depending on what you like. And some people, I have 3 pair of gloves.
Yeah,
right,
I think
now
Brittany's the only one who has 10s because she got them from Adrian Sanctinoy in Thailand.
Right, yeah.
And they're the size of like 14s, but they're so light. Yeah. They're really cool.
I do have a pair of, those ones downstairs of Fairtex, I forget what size. I don't know if they're 8-ounce or 10-ounce.
Yeah.
But those are lace-up ones that I have hanging on the wall.
Never worn those.
Yeah, those were signed by the Diamond. They'll stay hanging on the wall. Just things you have to invest in. You know, a good mouthpiece. You know.
I always say, the ref always says, protect yourself at all times. That's the first thing when you get in there. So that's the same concept that you have to have.
Yeah. So anyway, what else is on the agenda? Well, you have a nagging injury, so we have to put your fighting on hold for a while.
Yeah. Hurt my ankle. I'm an old lady, I guess.
So she's got to see the doctor in 2 weeks, and
thanks, U.S. health system.
Yeah, it's been nagging for about a month.
Yeah, it happened before my birthday.
Yeah, and we had to pull out of the last fight because of it. So It's still getting swollen and everything every day. It's tough to walk around at work. So, yeah, she's got to see a doctor.
Yeah, after 5 weeks, I'd say it's time to see a doctor.
Yeah, so.
We've been doing boxing only for the past 2 weeks here.
Right.
Maybe some knees, but no kicks on either foot because I can't rotate or really, like, push off with it. So, hopefully, but I'm going to need to probably lay off it altogether because it's hard. But I have been putting conscious thought. Brittany was trying to get on me and say, oh, really? So you're not putting your hips, you are compromising your technique for your ankle. And I said, yeah, actually, yeah. I'm putting conscious effort into not, like, I'm positioning my foot at the end result of the combination, but it's so hard, y'all.
Yeah. But that's training smart because you have a handicap.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't want to put pressure on it, and then it's going to make it worse. It's already bad enough. We don't want to make it any worse.
Yeah, so I've got a doctor's appointment in a couple more weeks, so we'll see what happens between now and then, but still teaching, of course. Just to plug our own gym really quick and let you guys know, we offer, included in your membership, Rock is the head instructor of the advanced Muay Thai class. The gym owners teach a beginner's class, where you learn fundamentals and just get in good enough shape to keep up, really, and it buys you some time to buy that gear.
Yep.
So when it comes time for advanced class, you're ready. Because we don't have time to do fundamentals in that class. So we offer that. But with your membership here, you can attend any of the classes. They offer jiu-jitsu and things and wrestling. And there's open mat days and cardio kickboxing and kids classes and all sorts of things. So we offer quite a variety. We actually do teach the kids class on Fridays.
On Fridays, yes.
Yeah, that'll be coming up here.
Which is the,
a few more minutes.
The kids class in Muay Thai.
Yeah, so I know that y'all have seen some crazy videos of kids sparring and stuff out in Thailand, so we're trying to...
We'll get them there, I think.
Yeah. Get these little ones ferocious.
Yeah. But, so, anyway, that's what's going on here. What else, Jen? You got anything else?
Not gym-related. Gone through a lot of tires this week.
Oh,
a lot of car troubles the past couple weeks.
Yeah, well,
safe for both of us.
Yeah, yeah, me too. A lot of car trouble, but I'm excited for the seminar that's coming up. I'm excited that we're going to show a different look this time, and we try to do it every seminar, you know. Yeah.
Testing.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, we've got testing. Two of our students will be taking their level one tests this late spring, late summer or something. So crew Rock has asked me to get them some information and get them started and provide them with what they need so that they can spend the next few months preparing and working on their own. And I feel like I've done that pretty well. We're going to be doing Y crew class once a week. At least for the next month or so until they start to look pretty. So shout out to Jesse and Katana for being consistent. Katana's been with us for a full year, and Jesse's will come up on a year in the summer, but they've both consistently been here every week unless there's been something out of their control. Jesse even tried to come on his birthday.
Yeah.
But I don't, so no judgment. Nobody else does.
I think I'll be here on my birthday.
He always does.
When it is. I don't know, I have to look at the calendars, May 5th.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, so if it falls on either Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, I'll be here in the gym, I believe. We'll see.
Yeah, I just can't get him out. But yeah, so we're looking forward to that for them, and it's a big honor, and I'm sure that they'll take it as seriously as Brittany and I have and everyone who's come before us.
Yep. Yep. What else we got? Anything?
I really don't think so. I'm just excited for the weather to get better so we can get these people out here running hills.
Yeah, it's been kind of chilly.
It snowed yesterday.
Yeah, that's not good. Team Cruise, I force my people to do it.
Yeah.
But, running hills is important for the conditioning, and training outside is good. We train out in the park. So that's a good thing to do, you know what I mean? But the running hills will get you in shape.
It will, it really.
Believe me.
When my fight got moved up 3 weeks, I ran hills even only, I only got to three times in the 2 weeks. And instant, like, my cardio was way better. My hamstrings were insane.
Yeah. The running hills is good. That definitely gets you in shape. You ain't got to run hills for, you know, 5 miles, you know.
We just do a mile.
Yeah, maybe a mile up and down. Sometimes we'll run up and kind of walk or lightly jog down and then try to run up hard and then
yeah,
do that.
Brittany told me she likes to shadow box on her way down so she gets used to keeping her hands up when her legs are tired.
Yeah. So
that's a good thing.
Yeah, so the running hills is important for those of you that want to engage in combat.
And try to use grass because it doesn't matter how young you are, the wear on your joints is going to get you. So get some shoes with some good grip, or hell, even wear cleats if they've got a good bend to them.
Yeah.
Like a soccer cleat that's made for like running a little more
and run
hills. Because the help and the grip, well, you know, that'll just keep you from tearing an ACL or something. But, you know, the grass is way better. It's way easier on your joints.
Yeah,
you still get the same effect. And if you fall down out of exhaustion, you just hit grass. You know, you aren't like collapsing on pavement, which I guess is not motivation to stay upright, but still.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the season is changing. Things are changing. I've learned a lot as an assistant instructor this winter about investing in people, and teaching in general, and, I'm excited to see what the year brings.
Well, the year brings some good stuff. A lot of things are opening up as far as people that want to fight. A lot of states are opening up, and, Texas has opened up, Florida seems to be opening up,
Yeah, UFC is putting on a show there.
Yeah.
End of the month, I think.
When I say opened up, Texas, I mean opened up, no masks, no nothing. Florida, almost there. They've got fights in South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, which is South Carolina, isn't it? Myrtle Beach?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're starting to open up. Fights are happening. So we'll see what happens in the next, 8 months or so. How things work and where we're at. But until then, we're still going to continue to train and work on technique. And once Jen's foot gets better, then we'll get back to clinch work and a little bit of...
Yeah.
Of.
I was honestly eyeing the WTBA tournament. It's either June 6th, I think it's June 16th through 20th. And if it hadn't been for my ankle, because, I mean, we would have started preparing, like, next week. I would stay an amateur for another year to be able to participate in that, hands down.
That if it was in July, I think it would be perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you won't be ready to go
until
July.
Because I even priced it out, no.
To July, August, yeah. Because who knows what really is wrong with your foot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, your ankle, rather, so... But yeah, I mean, yes, good shit. Everything's happening, and I'm kind of glad. It's good. You know, things are good. Getting new equipment in, ordering stuff, like I said in the beginning of the podcast. Trying to, these bags and this stuff that we're getting, like the Fairtex tie pads are good for the holders, you know, good on the joints. And of course, that bag that we're getting is great. You know, it's just an excellent piece of equipment, especially like for uppercuts and knees. It's really good. So, other than that, I don't know. We're almost at 20 minutes, and that's where basically I wanted to stop.
They're coming in downstairs.
Yeah, what time is it?
I do want to say one last thing. I want you guys, if anybody is listening, including people from our gym, if you would like to ask a question or some sort of fight or martial art wisdom related advice, or if you want an opinion on a gear or something, please feel free to DM myself or Rock on Instagram. Our pages, mine is Team Cruise Technician with underscores between the words, and his is Team Cruz Thai Boxing Academy with underscores between all of the words. So they're pretty close. Once you search for Team Cruz with an underscore, you'll find both of our names. So feel free to DM us and let us know that you want us to answer something or talk about something in the podcast. Because we're going to start doing them more regularly now that we've figured out a new schedule our training and stuff. So, yeah, we're available, and Crew Rock has a lot of wisdom. So don't be afraid if you want to hear us ramble about something, because it'll do us a favor.
Yeah, I'm good at rambling. And if anybody wants to come in to lose weight or just to train for self-defense, anybody wants to come in to fight, please... give us a message. Give us a shout out. Let us know that you're
especially
interested.
Ladies, please.
Especially females.
I just need a tough chick that like wants to feel good about herself.
Yeah. So anyway, with that, we will bid you adieu.
Till
next time. Sweat God. Bye.
Peace.